Have you ever felt like your biggest battle wasn't with someone else, but with yourself? It's not the world holding you back, it's you. The war that happens in your mind, the struggle that no one else sees, is often the hardest to fight. It's a battle where your opponent knows all your weaknesses because it's you versus you. You wake up in the morning, and the first person you face is yourself. You stand in front of the mirror, staring at the person reflected back, and in that moment, the questions start. Am I good enough? Can I really do this? That voice in your head is sometimes louder than the world around you. It tells you that you're not smart enough, not talented enough, not capable of achieving what you've set out to do. It's as if every mistake, every flaw, every failure you've ever had is magnified in your own eyes. This is a feeling that many people can relate to. You go through life surrounded by people who see your potential, who encourage you, but somehow you can't see it yourself. You're stuck in this loop of self-doubt, questioning your every decision, paralyzed by the fear of making the wrong choice. Even when everything seems fine on the outside, inside there's this constant battle, a fight to believe in yourself, to push past the doubts and insecurities. There's a moment where you start to question everything. Why can't I move forward? Why does success seem so far away, like it's meant for someone else, not me? This internal struggle begins to affect everything. The way you work, the way you interact with others, even the way you dream. It's like every time you take a step forward, there's something pulling you back. A voice whispering, you're going to fail. When the world goes quiet, the noise in your head gets louder. Every regret, every missed opportunity, every what-if plays over and over like a broken record. You lie awake, wondering where things went wrong, fearing that the future will be just as uncertain as the past. Even though you want to move forward, the weight of your own expectations holds you down. You try again and again, starting with hope, but doubt quickly creeps in. You second-guess yourself, sabotage your own progress, and eventually abandon the goals you once had. It's easy to convince yourself that you weren't good enough to achieve them in the first place. And so life moves on, but you feel stuck. Like you're watching the world from the sidelines, frozen in time, while others race ahead. But what if I told you that this battle, this daily fight with yourself, is where real strength is built? It's not the world outside that needs conquering. It's that voice in your head telling you to give up. The toughest battles aren't fought with others, they're fought with ourselves. And every step forward, no matter how small, is a win. Every time you face that voice and push past it, you grow stronger. Think about the times when you've pushed through your doubts, when you kept going, even when everything in you wanted to quit. That's when real progress happens. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up, doing the work, and not letting your fears dictate your life. Every time you choose to keep going, even when it's hard, you're proving to yourself that you are capable of more than you think. Discipline is what makes the difference. It's in the small daily choices. The decision to keep going when you're tired, to focus when distractions are calling, to resist the urge to settle for less than what you're capable of. It's easy to give in to the voice telling you to stop, to settle, but pushing past that moment. That's where growth happens. Every time you push through the mental barriers, you build resilience. The more you face the voice that tells you to stop, the quieter it becomes. With each challenge, each setback, each moment of doubt, you have a choice to let it define you or to rise above it. Success isn't just about reaching a goal, it's about how you respond to setbacks, how you handle failure. Will you let it stop you, or will you use it to fuel your next step forward? Every failure is a lesson, and every lesson is an opportunity to grow. There will always be obstacles. Life will throw challenges your way. But every challenge is a chance to prove to yourself that you are stronger than your doubts. It's you versus you, and the only thing standing between you and your dreams is the decision to keep going. At the end of the day, it's not about winning every battle. It's about knowing that you faced it. It's about understanding that each day is a chance to try again, to be a little better, to push a little harder. The journey is where the real growth happens. The battle never really ends, but neither does your ability to rise above it. In the end, it's always you versus you. And with every step forward, every small victory, you're proving to yourself that you can win. The greatest challenge is within, but so is the greatest strength. It's time to stop holding yourself back and start believing that you are capable of greatness. Because the truth is, you are. Every time you push past that inner voice telling you to stop, you're not just making progress, you're reshaping who you are. You're building resilience, the kind that lasts. The hardest part of any journey isn't just starting. It's staying the course when things get tough, when your mind starts convincing you that giving up would be easier. But with every challenge you overcome, no matter how small it seems, you're reinforcing your strength, showing yourself that you are capable of more than you ever imagined. The truth is, the greatest challenge in life isn't what's happening outside of you. It's the battle within. It's learning to silence that self-doubt, quiet the insecurities, and trust that the path you're on is the right one. This challenge may seem relentless at times, but here's what you need to remember. So is your strength. Inside you, there's a well of courage, determination, and potential that's far greater than any of the doubts you carry. But you have to believe in it. You have to trust that each small victory isn't just a fluke. It's a sign of your inner power. It's time to stop holding yourself back. It's time to stop letting fear and self-doubt steal your dreams. You've been underestimating what you're capable of for far too long. Every moment you spend thinking you're not enough or that you don't have what it takes is a moment lost to fear. But now it's time to change the story. It's time to believe in yourself. Not just when things are easy, but especially when they're hard. You are capable of greatness. It's not just something you dream about. It's something that's within you waiting to be unleashed, but it starts with belief. It starts with understanding that your greatest enemy is often your own mind, and that you have the power to change that narrative. Each step forward, no matter how small, is proof that you're winning the battle. It's time to stop doubting, stop hesitating, and start living like the person you were meant to be. Because the truth is, you are enough. You are capable of reaching your dreams. And with every step, you're moving closer to becoming the best version of yourself. All it takes is believing that you can. And once you do, the world is yours. Have you ever found yourself lying awake in the dead of night, your mind spinning with doubts, dreams, and everything in between? In those moments, when the world is still and quiet, it's easy to feel like you're the only one awake, the only one struggling. But here's the thing, in those silent hours, something powerful is happening. It's in that solitude, when everyone else seems at peace, that you're writing your story, a story of perseverance and of grit. And of relentless effort when you stare at the ceiling, lost in a sea of what-ifs and could-have-beens. The weight of your dreams can feel overwhelming. Maybe you wonder if you're on the right path, if your sacrifices matter, if anyone notices how hard you're working. You're not alone in feeling this. Many of us have been there, standing on the edge of uncertainty, battling an ocean of doubt. It's in these very moments that the real test of your spirit begins. We all look around at times, seeing others who seem to glide through life effortlessly. Their success is visible, and their path is clear. It's disheartening, isn't it? You start questioning your choices, wondering if you've missed a step, if somehow their journey is easier, more certain. But here's what you need to understand. Those quiet, lonely nights are where true strength is forged. When you're grinding, putting in the work with no recognition, no applause. That's where the magic happens. It's easy to feel invisible, like no one sees the sweat, the tears, the effort. But every small step forward is progress. Even when it feels like you're stuck, you're moving, you're growing. The grind isn't glamorous. It's the long nights, the early mornings, the moments when you push yourself beyond what you thought possible. It's hard and it's lonely. Sometimes it feels like it's all for nothing. But that grind, the one that feels thankless, unnoticed, is where you're quietly building something incredible. People might not see the work you're putting in. They might doubt you, question your dreams, or even tell you to refuse to quit. What matters is that you keep going, even when the road feels impossibly hard. The grind is about more than just getting through the day. It's about proving to yourself that you're capable. It's about showing up when no one else is in your reach. The weight of new expectations settles on your shoulders. It's a constant cycle. You achieve something, and immediately there's pressure to do more, to be better, to keep proving yourself. It can feel like no matter how much you accomplish, it's never enough. But through all of this, the doubt, the loneliness, the relentless grind, you're discovering something incredible. You're learning who you really are. You're finding strength in places you didn't know existed. And you're building resilience that no one can take from you. You're growing not just towards your dreams, but into the person you were meant to become. This journey you're on isn't about reaching some... Back at this journey, you'll realize that the grind was never about the applause or the recognition. It was about the personal victory, the quiet strength you built along the way. It was about knowing that despite everything, you persevered. You continued to chase your dreams when others would have stopped. Your story is one of quiet resilience, of relentless determination. And that story, your story, is just getting started. You see, the path you're walking isn't meant to be easy. It's not the kind of road that comes with shortcuts or easy wins. It's the kind of path that challenges you at every turn. That tests your patience and sometimes makes you question everything. But that's what makes it your path. It's a road carved out by your own hand. When the progress was so slow, it felt like you weren't moving at all. Yet here you are, still pushing, still grinding. You made a choice again and again to keep going. And that choice, it matters more than you realize. Because here's the thing about persistence. It doesn't always come with immediate rewards. Sometimes it feels like you're moving through the dark, with no idea if the light is just around the corner or still miles away. And while that uncertainty can feel suffocating, it's also where your resilience is built. Every single time you choose to continue despite not knowing what's next, you're strengthening the part of yourself that refuses to quit. And that's what sets you apart. While others might stop when things get hard, you keep going. While others wait for the perfect conditions, you create your own momentum. You're not waiting for someone else to hand you the opportunities or the recognition. You know that the grind is the gateway to something bigger, something that only you can see. It's easy to look at others and think they have it figured out. Their lives might seem polished, their success visible. But remember, no one's journey is without struggle. The difference is in how you handle the tough moments. Some people let the weight of it all slow them down, stop them even, but not you. You've learned to carry that weight and keep moving. You've learned to embrace the struggle because you know that's where real growth happens. In fact, think of the strongest trees. They don't grow in perfect conditions, shielded from the wind and the storms. The tallest, most resilient trees grow in harsh environments, constantly battered by the elements. The struggle against the wind strengthens their roots, makes their trunk solid, and allows them to grow taller and stronger than those that are never tested. You are no different. The challenges you face, the nights when doubt creeps in, they aren't setbacks. They're building your foundation. They're solidifying your roots. And that's something no one can take from you. The world can doubt you, people can misunderstand you, and even your own mind can sometimes work against you. But the strength you're building through this journey, that's yours. That's the part of you that will last long after the temporary highs and lows of success and failure have passed. And remember, your story isn't finished yet. This is just the beginning. The best chapters are still to come. Your dreams are waiting, your potential is limitless, and the world hasn't even seen what you're truly capable of. So when it feels tough, when the grind gets harder than ever, remind yourself you're just getting started. Your journey is far from over. And the greatness you're building, it's going to be worth every single moment. This is your story, and it's a story worth fighting for. Have you ever felt like you're running out of patience, waiting for things to work out, like success is just around the corner but never quite in reach? It's something we all struggle with in a world that's constantly speeding up. That's where food, entertainment, and even friendships are just a click away. We're used to getting what we want instantly. But here's the thing. Life doesn't operate like Amazon Prime. You can't place an order for success and expect it to show up the next day. Just think about it. The most meaningful things in life, whether it's building a career, mastering a skill, or growing as a person, don't happen overnight. They take time. And more than time, they take patience. But patience isn't just about waiting around, hoping for things to happen. It's about what you do while you wait. It's about how you hold yourself together when things are slow, how you keep moving forward when the path gets tough, and how you stay committed when nothing seems to be changing. We've all been there, but after a while, it feels like you're getting nowhere. That's when impatience creeps in. You wonder if it's worth it. Should you give up and try something else? That's the critical moment, where patience can become, it wouldn't be easy, but I felt determined. The first few months went well. I saw progress, felt good, and was motivated. But then things slowed down. No matter how hard I worked, it seemed like nothing was moving forward. I started doubting myself. I wondered if maybe I wasn't cut out for it. There were days I almost walked away, but something inside me said, keep going. Just one more day, one more try, and so I did. The progress was painfully slow, almost invisible at times, but with each small step, I got closer to my goal. Eventually, I made it. And when I look back, I realized the key wasn't talent or luck. It was patience. The kind of patience that lets you push through when everything around you is telling you to quit. Here's the thing. Patience isn't passive. It's not about sitting back and waiting for life to happen. It's an active choice. It's waking up every day, showing up and doing the work, even when you don't see immediate results. And trust me, there will be times when you don't. It's easy to be patient when things are going smoothly, but the real test comes when things get hard. The reality is there's no such thing as overnight success. We hear stories about people who seem to make it big out of nowhere. But what we don't see are the years of hard work, setbacks, and perseverance behind the scenes. Behind every overnight success is a decade of patience, resilience, and a refusal to give up when things got tough. It's also about discipline. It's about staying focused on the long term, resisting the urge to chase after quick wins. The temptation to take shortcuts or settle for something less than what you truly want will always be there. But real patience means holding on to your vision, even when it feels like you're taking the longest road possible. But maybe the hardest part of patience is dealing with uncertainty. What if it doesn't work out? What if all this effort is for nothing? That's where trust comes in. Not just trust in the process, but trust in yourself. You have to believe that every step, no matter how small, is bringing you closer to where you need to be. Even when there's no proof yet, you have to keep going. And look, setbacks will happen. It's inevitable. You'll hit walls, face delays, and deal with unexpected challenges. But those setbacks aren't failures, they're just part of the journey. Every time you get knocked down and choose to stand up again, you're building the kind of patience that leads to real, lasting success. So how do you cultivate this patience? Start by shifting your mindset. Instead of focusing on how long something is taking, focus on the progress you're making. Even the smallest steps count. Celebrate the little victories along the way. They'll keep you motivated when the going gets tough. It's also important to manage your expectations. Anything worthwhile takes time. Set realistic goals and be ready for the fact that things might not happen as fast as you'd like. And when they don't beat yourself up. Instead, Use those moments as opportunities to grow. Surround yourself with people who understand the importance of patience. Avoid those who make you feel like you're moving too slowly or not achieving enough. This is your journey and you need to go at your own pace. And most importantly, practice mindfulness. Stay present. Focus on what you can control. Patience isn't about waiting for the future. It's about finding peace in the present. In the end, patience isn't just a skill. It's a mindset. It's the understanding that good things take time and that every small effort is moving you closer to your goal. It's about trusting the process, even when you can't see the outcome. Because here's the truth, anything worth having is worth waiting for. So the next time you feel like giving up, remember this. Your time will come. Just keep going. What drives someone to keep going when everything feels impossible? When exhaustion sets in, when the goal feels out of reach, what makes some people push forward while others turn back? Most people give up just when they're on the edge of a breakthrough. They're worn down by fatigue, by self-doubt, by the endless weight of effort without immediate reward. But maybe that's because they can only see what's right in front of them. They can't yet see the finish line. But you? You're not like most people. You don't quit just because things get tough. You keep going, even when every step feels harder than the last. Think about it. The real challenge isn't physical, it's all in the mind. True perseverance is not just enduring difficulty, but mastering your will. It's getting up again and again, no matter how many times you fall. Every time you rise after a setback, you're learning something. You're getting stronger, shaping yourself into someone who can handle whatever comes next. When you're deep in the struggle and everything inside you is screaming to quit, that's when you find out who you really are. That's when the inner warrior wakes up, the part of you that doesn't know how to surrender. Each time you push past pain and doubt, you're moving closer to the person you want to be. Success isn't just about winning a single race or achieving one goal. It's about enduring, about holding on until victory becomes inevitable. It's not about how fast you get there, how long it takes, or how many times you stumble along the way. What truly matters is that you keep moving forward. Because each time you refuse to give up, you're building a kind of resilience and inner armor that life itself can't break through. Perseverance is the bridge between dreaming and achieving. It's the difference between goals that fade away brick by brick. Don't turn back now. Not when you're closer than you realize. Real failure isn't falling down, it's choosing to stay down. Victory belongs to those who keep rising, who refuse to give up, no matter how many times they're knocked down. When life throws its toughest challenges at you, when the nights are long and the days feel heavy, remember that every obstacle is a chance to grow stronger. Every fall is a lesson, teaching you how to rise with more wisdom, more courage. Look at each setback not as a defeat, but as a stepping stone, a piece of the journey you're meant to take. While some people stand at the base of the mountain and see only its intimidating height, you look up and feel a fire in your chest, an unstoppable drive to reach the summit. That's what sets you apart. Perseverance is your secret weapon, the reason you'll make it where others won't. Sure, there will be days when you feel worn out, days when the goal feels distant. But in those moments, remember why you started. Hold on to that vision of your best self, that image of who you're becoming. Let it be your guide, your anchor through the storms. Keep that vision in your mind, clear and bright, driving you forward one step at a time. Greatness isn't something you're born with. It's forged, shaped through perseverance and molded by every challenge you face. The champions we admire are the people who have achieved extraordinary things. They've all known pain. They've all walked through fire and come out the other side stronger and more determined. Champions aren't made in comfort. They're made in adversity. The harder the road, the sweeter the reward waiting at the end. Every sacrifice, Every hour of effort, every tear is worth it. When you look back and see how far you've come, remember, perseverance isn't about sprinting to the finish line. It's about moving forward steadily, one small step at a time, day after day. It's about staying committed, staying disciplined, and above all, believing in yourself no matter what. In the end, it's up to you how far you'll go. And if you refuse to give up, if you keep pressing on, then nothing in this world can stop you. When you reach the point where it feels like you've hit a wall, that's often the exact moment you're on the verge of a breakthrough. The mind, like the body, has limits that you're pushing into uncharted territory. Every time you reach that critical point and decide to keep going, you're building an unbreakable strength, a character that no setback can destroy. Most people aren't willing to face discomfort, to step outside their comfort zones. But you didn't come here to settle, to take the easy path. You're here to stand out, to be something more. And that's only possible when you choose to keep going. When you find that spark inside that says, I will not stop, no matter what. It's about moving forward with the certainty that every step, no matter how small, is getting you closer to where you want to be. Consistency is powerful, more powerful than any quick burst of energy. One step every day will take you much farther than a sprint that leaves you too exhausted to continue. You're not alone on this journey. Others have walked this path and emerged victorious. They are living proof that perseverance works, that those who keep going, even when the road is rough, are the ones who achieve greatness. Learn from their stories, draw strength from them. But above all, trust yourself. Your journey is unique, paved with every choice you make to keep moving forward. Greatness doesn't come from shortcuts or easy escapes. There's only one way, and that way is forward. Don't stop. Don't give up. Persevere, because the world is waiting to see what you're truly capable of. When you finally reach that summit, you'll know it wasn't by luck. It was your strength, your determination, and your refusal to give up that got you there. So keep moving forward, one step at a time, and become the best version of yourself. Have you ever heard the saying, fast women and slow horses will ruin your life? It's one of those phrases that sounds like it comes from a different time, but the wisdom it holds is as relevant today as it ever was. At first, it might seem like just a quaint piece of old advice, but when you stop to think about it, there's a lot of truth wrapped up in those words. Let me ask you, how often do we get caught up in things that feel good at the moment, but end up leading us down a path we never intended to take? We've all been there. This phrase is really about that. It's a warning about how easy it is to let temptation and bad habits steer us away from the life we want. Let's break it down. When we talk about fast women, we're not just talking about relationships or people. It's more of a metaphor for all the things in life that give us that quick thrill. The things that feel exciting in the short term but often come with hidden consequences. Maybe it's the temptation to jump into risky relationships, chase status, or indulge in anything that promises instant gratification. You know, those moments where it feels like you're on top of the world, until you're not. Have you ever eaten way too much junk food because it tastes great in the moment, only to regret it later when you feel bad? That's what fast women represent. Things that lure us in with pleasure but leave us feeling empty, sometimes with consequences we didn't see coming. And then we have the slow horses. These aren't flashy. They don't jump out at you like fast women do. Instead, they represent the slow, creeping habits that gradually pull us off course. Think of habits like gambling, or procrastination, or even the slow decline that comes with laziness. At first, these seem harmless, like no big deal. You might think, I'll get back on track tomorrow, or what's one more lazy afternoon? But that's the thing about slow horses. They don't wreck your life in one big moment. They chip away at it, bit by bit. Until one day you wake up and realize just how far off track you've gone. It's like the story of a man who spends a little too much time at the racetrack, betting small amounts on horses. At first, it's just a hobby, something fun. But slowly, the small bets turn into bigger ones. And before he knows it, his savings are gone. It wasn't one big loss that ruined him, but a series of small, careless choices that added up over time. Now, what's important here isn't just the examples of fast women and slow horses, it's what they represent. In life, there are two main ways we lose ourselves: through the quick, impulsive decisions that feel good at the time, and through the slow, unnoticed habits that quietly pull us away from our goals. Neither one destroys us instantly, but if we're not careful, both can lead us far away from the life we actually want to live. But here's the real question. How do we avoid these traps? How do we keep from falling for the allure of fast women and slow horses? The first step is simple, but not always easy. It's awareness. We have to recognize these temptations for what they are. It's easy to think we're immune, to tell ourselves that won't happen to me, but the truth is, none of us are untouchable. We're all vulnerable to the pull of instant gratification or the slow build of bad habits. Being aware of this is the first step toward taking control. The next step is to practice discipline. And here's where it gets tricky. Discipline doesn't mean never having fun or living a strict, joyless life. It means learning to choose long-term happiness over short-term thrills. It means knowing when to say no. Not because you don't want to enjoy life, but because you have a bigger picture in mind. Think about someone training for a marathon. There are days when they don't feel like running, when skipping a day sounds a lot more appealing, but they push through. Not because they love the pain, but because they know they have a bigger goal. They're thinking beyond the moment. In the same way, we can all benefit from thinking long-term about our choices. Ask yourself, does this decision align with the person I want to be? Does this bring me closer to my goals, or pull me further away? It's not about being perfect. None of us are. It's about being intentional. It's about making choices that lead us toward a life that's fulfilling and meaningful, not just one that feels good right now. The wisdom of fast women and slow horses reminds us to stay mindful, to keep an eye on both the quick thrills and the creeping habits that can derail our lives if we're not careful. So next time you find yourself tempted by something that seems exciting but fleeting, or brushing off a small bad habit as no big deal, take a moment to think. Ask yourself where that path leads. Because in the end, life's about the long game. Have you ever felt like life is slipping through your fingers, like you're running a race, but don't even know where the finish line is? Maybe you're haunted by memories of what you should have done, or consumed by worries about what might happen. What if I told you there's a way out? A way to stop just existing and start truly living. A way to feel alive, in control, and at peace. All at the same time. It's simpler than you think. Let me show you how. The truth is, the past is a ghost. It's gone, unchangeable. The future? A mystery you can't solve yet. But the present? The present is alive. It's the only place where you have power, where you can act, feel, and truly be. When you live in the present, you break free from the chains of yesterday and the weight of tomorrow. You take control of your life, not as it was or as it might be, but as it is. And that's where the magic begins. Your mind is like a restless puppy, constantly wandering, chasing thoughts that don't serve you. To live in the now, you've got to train it. The next time you catch yourself spiraling into regret or worry, pause. Take a deep breath. Say to yourself, right now I am here. Bring your attention to what's around you. The feel of the ground under your feet. The sounds in the room, the rhythm of your breathing. At first, your mind will resist. It loves to wander. But with practice, you'll get better at pulling it back to the present. Life isn't easy, and it never will be. Challenges will come, no matter how hard you try to avoid them. But here's the thing. Setbacks aren't the enemy. They're opportunities in disguise. Think about it. Every time you've faced hardship, you've learned something, you've grown. That's resilience. Not avoiding the fall, but finding the strength to rise again. So the next time life knocks you down, don't resist it. Ask yourself, what is this teaching me? How can I grow from this? Each challenge is a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Let's get one thing straight. Living in the present doesn't mean slacking off or coasting through life. It means giving your all to this moment. Whatever you're doing, whether it's your job, a conversation, or a hobby, pour yourself into it. Not to be perfect, but to give your best. Excellence isn't about being flawless. It's about showing up fully engaged every single day. When you commit to the now, you'll feel more alive. Why? Because you're not holding back. You're all in. Gratitude is a powerful way to anchor yourself in the present. It shifts your focus from what's missing to what's already here. Don't let life slip by in a haze of distractions, worries, or regrets. Don't wait for tomorrow to live fully. Start with something simple. In the morning, think of one thing you're thankful for. At night, reflect on something that made you smile. It could be as small as a warm cup of coffee or a kind word from a friend. Gratitude isn't just a feel-good exercise, it's a mindset. It roots you in the now. It's reminding you that, despite life's imperfections, there's always something worth appreciating. Living in the now doesn't mean standing still, it means embracing growth. Because growth happens here. Push your boundaries. Try something new. Read a book that challenges your perspective. Take a class. When you're actively learning and growing, you're not stuck in the past or paralyzed by the future. You're moving forward, one step at a time. What makes life truly meaningful? Connection, deep, authentic relationships. When you're present with others, you're not just hearing their words, you're listening, you're engaging, you're sharing a piece of yourself. So the next time you're with someone, put your phone down, look them in the eye, really listen. These are the moments that create bonds, that make life rich and fulfilling. Here's the thing about the present. It's always shifting. Nothing stays the same. And that's okay. In fact, it's beautiful. The present moment is where your power lies. It's the one place where life truly happens. It's not in the past, where memories play like an old movie you can't rewrite. It's not in the future, a blank canvas where anxiety paints its shadows. And the present is alive, it's dynamic, real, and full of possibility. Right here in this very moment, you have the power to choose, to act, to feel, and to create. This is where you can laugh, cry, love, and grow. The present is where decisions are made, where dreams take their first step toward reality. When you stake your life in the now, you stop being a spectator, drifting through time. Instead, you become the author of your story, writing each line with intention and courage. In the now, you're not just existing, you're living. So claim it. Own it. Be fully present in it. Live with passion and purpose. Be fearless in the way you embrace this day, this hour, this heartbeat. Live it fully. Live it fiercely. Live it now. This is your world. This is your time. Every moment that slips by unnoticed is a moment lost forever. But every moment you embrace becomes a memory, a building block, a step toward the life you want to create. So pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Feel it as it flows into your lungs, filling you with energy and life. Feel your heartbeat, steady and strong, reminding you that you're alive right now. Notice the sensations of your body, the ground beneath your feet, the air on your skin. Listen to the sounds around you, the quiet hum of life unfolding in real time. Because you've got this, and the life you've always dreamed of, it begins with what you choose to do right here, in this present moment. What do you do when life knocks you down? When everything you've worked for seems to crumble and you're left staring at the pieces. The difference between those who rise and those who stay defeated isn't talent or luck. It's the will to get back up over and over again, no matter how hard the fall. Imagine this, you've been working towards a goal, pouring your heart and soul into it. But just when you think you're close to achieving it, something unexpected happens. You're hit hard, knocked down by life in a way you never saw coming. It's painful, and the disappointment feels almost unbearable. You look around, and it feels like the world is moving on without you. Like you're stuck in a moment of defeat, while everything else keeps spinning. This is where most people give up. They let the fear of another failure keep them down. They start to believe that maybe, just maybe, they weren't meant to succeed in the first place. But here's the thing, falling down isn't the end of your story. In fact, it's just the beginning of a new chapter. When you're lying there on the ground, feeling the sting of failure, you have a choice to make. The world isn't going to stop because you've fallen. Circumstances won't magically change just because you're struggling. But you can change. You can choose to fight back. Life doesn't reward those who stay down, it rewards those who rise, even when it seems impossible. Think about the greatest challenges you faced. Were they the moments when everything was easy? No. They were the times when you were pushed to your limit, when you were forced to confront your fears and doubts. And yet, those are the moments that shaped you, that made you who you are today. Not the victories, not the applause, but the silent struggles, the defeats that you turned into fuel for your next attempt. True champions aren't made in moments of glory. They're made in those quiet, lonely hours when nobody is watching, when there's no crowd to cheer you on. They're made when you decide to push yourself, to go beyond what you thought was possible, even when you're exhausted, even when every fiber of your being is telling you to quit. So what's your reason? What's that burning motivation inside you that will keep you going when you feel like you've hit rock bottom? Because you will hit rock bottom. We all do. But what will define you is how you rise from it. Your reason will be the spark that ignites your spirit, that pushes you to keep going when everything else tells you to stop. And remember, this failure doesn't define you. It's not the end. It's just a stepping stone on the path to success. What really matters is what you do after you fail. Do you let it break you, or do you use it as a lesson, as a push to try again? Every time you get up, you're stronger than before. Every time you try again, you're one step closer to where you want to be. So when you find yourself down, feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders, ask yourself, are you going to stay there? Or are you going to rise? Because success isn't about never falling. It's about how many times you're willing to get back up. The battle isn't over. In fact, it's just begun. So stand up, dust yourself off, and face life with more determination than ever before. The only true defeat is when you decide not to try again. As long as you keep fighting, you're still in the game. The choice is yours. What will you do? One day, the sun comes out, the sky clears, and you realize that you're still standing. Maybe a little bruised, maybe a little tired, but you're still here. In those dark moments, when nothing seems to be going right, it's normal to feel scared or anxious. That fear can creep in and try to convince you that this is the end, that you're not strong enough to handle it. But here's the truth, you are stronger than you think. You've been through tough times before, and you've made it out. This time is no different. It's part of life, and it's where real growth happens. Pain helps you become stronger, more resilient. The only way to get through tough times is to face them head on. Don't run from the challenges, face them with courage. When you stop avoiding the difficult parts and start embracing the struggle, you'll discover something amazing. The magic isn't in the final result, it's in the journey, in the effort, in the hard work. It's easy to let panic take over when things feel uncertain. You have a choice to make. You can keep avoiding the hard work, making excuses, and living a life that's less than what you're capable of. Or you can face the challenge head on, do the work, and start discovering the potential that's always been inside you. You have to be willing to push through the doubts, fears, and excuses. You have to be willing to face the pain and keep moving forward no matter how hard it gets. The more you avoid it, the further away that magic gets. The effort you put in the work you do, it's in your hands, in your heart, in your mind. So embrace the challenge. Do the work. The magic is in the everyday effort. In the small steps you take, in the work you're doing now, is what will get you there. What if I told you? You don't need to see the whole road ahead to begin. What if the only thing you need, right now, is enough light to take just one step forward? You think about the moments in your life when the path wasn't clear, when the future felt overwhelming, or impossible to imagine. Have you ever stood still, paralyzed by the weight of all that uncertainty? It's in those moments we often forget something so simple, yet so profound. We don't have to see the whole picture to start. This isn't a story about grand transformations or magical solutions. It's about something quieter, deeper, and infinitely more powerful. It's about hope, the kind that flickers in the darkness, the kind that might feel small, but carries you through the hardest days. Today, I want to tell you a story, not just about hope, but about how it carries us forward, one step at a time. Imagine a young woman standing at the edge of a dense forest. The path ahead is shrouded in shadows, and every direction feels uncertain. She's carrying a bag, weighed down by the burdens of her past mistakes she can't forget, heartbreaks she can't erase, and fears she's too afraid to face. The weight is so heavy that it nearly stops her in her tracks. She looks ahead and sees nothing but darkness. It would be easy to give up, to sit down and let the fear take over. But then something catches her eye. A faint glow in the distance. It's not much. Just a tiny flickering light, barely visible through the thick trees. And she doesn't know what it is or where it will lead. But something about it speaks to her. It's not a promise, but it's enough. Enough to give her the courage to take one step forward and then another. At first, every step is hard. The weight on her back seems unbearable, and the darkness feels like it's closing in. But with each step, something incredible starts to happen. The bag she's carrying begins to feel lighter, not because it's magically disappearing, but because she's growing stronger. The more she walks, the more she realizes that the light ahead isn't just something external, it's something within her. The courage to move forward, even when she's afraid. The strength to believe, even when she's unsure. That's what hope does. It doesn't remove the obstacles from your path, but it gives you the strength to face them. It doesn't promise an easy journey, but it reminds you that the journey is worth taking. Think about your own life for a moment. How many challenges have you faced? How many times have you thought, I can't do this, only to prove yourself wrong? It's easy to get lost in the weight of our struggles, to let them convince us that we're not strong enough or brave enough to keep going. But the truth is, every challenge you've faced has taught you something. Every heartbreak, every failure, Every dark moment has shaped you into who you are today. These moments don't define you, they shape you, they teach you resilience, courage, and the power of taking one small step forward, even when the path ahead is unclear. Let me share a story about climbing a mountain. Imagine you're standing at the base of a towering peak. The summit is hidden behind clouds, and the climb looks impossible. You can't see the top, and every instinct tells you to stay where it's safe. But something inside you whispers, just take one step. So you do. At first, it's hard. The ground is uneven, and the air feels heavy. But with every step, the view begins to change. You start to notice things you couldn't see from the bottom. The way the sunlight filters through the trees. The sound of birds calling in the distance. And then something magical happens. You realize that the summit doesn't matter as much as the journey itself. Each step brings you closer to a new perspective, a new understanding of what you're capable of. This is how hope works. It doesn't demand that you conquer the mountain in one leap. It simply asks you to take one step at a time, to trust that each small effort brings you closer to something better. Here's the thing. Life isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. And just like in a marathon, it's okay to pace yourself. It's okay to slow down, to catch your breath, to rest when you need to. So often, we think progress has to be fast, dramatic, or constant. But some of the most meaningful growth happens in the quiet moments, in the small, steady steps that no one else sees. Every effort you make, no matter how small, is a testament to your strength. Every breath, every choice to keep going, is proof of your resilience. I want to share something personal with you. There was a time in my life when I felt completely lost. Every day felt like a battle, and I wasn't sure I had the strength to keep fighting. I remember lying awake at night, feeling like the weight of the world was crushing me. But then something shifted. It wasn't a dramatic moment, and it didn't fix everything overnight. It was just this quiet decision to keep going, to take it one day at a time. I started noticing the little things, the warmth of the sun on my face, the way the sky turned pink at sunset, the sound of laughter, even if it wasn't my own. Those small moments became my light, the thing that kept me moving forward. That's what I want to leave you with today. The reminder that hope isn't about waiting for life to be perfect. It's about finding light, even in the smallest places. Maybe your light is the kindness of a stranger. Maybe it's the promise of a new day. Or maybe it's simply the belief that you've made it through hard times before. And you can do it again. You don't have to be fearless to find hope. You don't have to have all the answers or see the whole path ahead. You just have to keep going, one step at a time. Let yourself dream, even when the future feels uncertain. Every step you take, every breath you choose to draw, is proof that you are stronger than you think. So I'll ask you again, what's your next step? It doesn't have to be big or perfect. It just has to be enough to move you forward. You are not defined by the battles you face. You are defined by the spirit with which you face them. You are stronger than you realize, braver than you feel, and more capable than you could ever imagine. Keep going. Keep believing. Hope is waiting for you. Just around the corner. One step at a time, one breath at a time, always.